Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show. It's the podcast party brought to you by the Wireline Group. My name is Jason Spies. I'm with the Crude Life, and here we are at our booth out on the floor. And who joins us but Matt Young with Flowco Production Solutions. And you're out of Houston, Texas, huh?
Yes, sir. Made the trip up to beautiful Midland, Odessa from Houston.
Did you make it through the county where they don't have self-service?
I think I made it through four counties without cell phone service.
I tell you that, if you don't know where you're going, there's one of those counties where you got to turn. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know ahead of time, you might end up somewhere where, who knows, back in Corpus Christi. Who knows?
That's how we felt coming out here earlier this week. But it was good. Got a little break from the phone. The phone wouldn't stop ringing until we got into dead cell phone service. But we're back now and doing well.
How's the show going for you guys?
It's been fantastic. Of course, love being out here in Permian Basin Oil Show. Missed it since we haven't seen it in about 3 years. But glad to be back. Glad to really reconnect with some really great people. Being able to interact with lease ops and foremen all the way up to superintendents and production engineers. So it's been really good.
Well, let's talk about what you guys do for the oil and gas industry. Flowco Production Solutions, pretty well-known company throughout the industry, but for those people who maybe are not familiar.
Yeah, definitely. So Flowco is the largest privately held artificial lift company in North America. We started in 2014 with a group of industry experts and really just wanted to bring back U.S. manufactured, technically supported artificial lift products. And we've been fortunate to really grow from there. We've had a couple rough times. We started pre-crash in 14, so we got to ride that out as a very small company, maybe 20 employees riding through that crash. And then, of course, really got to embrace the growth in the Midland and Delaware Basin throughout 16, 17, and 18. And of course, really got to learn together how to navigate 2020 and all the COVID restrictions and, of course, the negative oil prices. And this year's been really great, really been able to grow with operators, learn how to operate with them now with a lot of the COVID restrictions and things like that. But it's been good. Really focus on engineering, technical support, production optimization with operators. Try to really become a partner with those guys.
What are you guys focusing on next year as companies get ready for their annual reports? You mentioned a lot of forward-thinking terms and thoughts and language, so I'm thinking, you know, what should companies be aware of that Flowco can do specifically to help their bottom line? Hard to get a meeting nowadays, so, you know, sometimes these podcasts are the best way to reach people.
Yes, sir, I agree. I think this online content, this radio content that guys like you do and promote is one of the best things. Tell you the truth, one thing that I've really found that I enjoy is coffee meetings. Have four or five coffee meetings during the day, leave the coffee shop a little jittery, but enjoying life. And so I think really the big focus for us going into next year, probably the key word is planning. Planning, planning, planning. You know, we work in a workover environment on shore, so a lot of short-sightedness, a lot of chasing rigs, and I don't think operators are going to be able to benefit from that next year. I think planning is going to be a big one, forecasting what they want between supply constraints, labor constraints, and just general activity level with everything going up. I think planning is going to be the big one. And that's one thing that we look forward to because, you know, we focus on a technical engineering support partnership with these operators, and I think working with them on logistics and planning is going to go a long ways. I think it's going to make the operator's life a lot easier. It's going to make sure we can get supplies in when we need it and, you know, really help reduce costs for the operators.
Do you guys do much when it comes to either the environmental side of things or even the social side of things or maybe the governance side of things or anything along those lines? Of course, ESG is the terminology.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people are focused on the environmental side. And, you know, some companies, they just, you know, don't have it because they don't have the R&D money or whatever the reason is. So they're focused on the social side of things. Mm-hmm. And I've asked a lot of people and we've talked a lot about the environmental side of things. And so I just thought in the moment as we were having this, I should check the other two too, because they might be very good at the governance side, or they might be very good at the social side, or whatever the case is, or they might be saying, we don't even care about that.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Just talk to me a little bit about that whole ESG movement and the E, the S, the G, or what, is it even in your lexicon at all?
Yes, great question, and it really is. And to kind of touch on that, what we found is that really to be truly passionate about ESG and to really make a difference, one, it needs to be top driven down. You need management that embrace it, that understand it, and of course as a vendor, we really want to find operators that embrace it as well. And a lot of the operators out here in the Permian Basin have done a really good job of implementing some ESG processes, be it audit or inspection, or just really kind of passing along their information. And so we've embraced it the last few years. Maybe we weren't as good early on, but as we build up, as we get the human infrastructure to really support it, we've realized it's key. And of course, you know, the big thing that we focus on is the E of the ESG, or initially we want to focus on the E, because those things have effect on things like climate change, local population, if you can reduce natural gas or methane emissions, preventing spills, doing cleanups like that. So we've really embraced it. We started to change some of our processes, relying more on solar power to provide power rather than line power, or rather than generators, be it that are releasing emissions. We deal a lot with compression in our artificial lift, and so we've noticed the big drive to go from natural gas driven compression to electric driven compression, again to reduce those emissions. And from our end, we've been trying to recycle more of the natural gas, preventing releases, preventing any of those kind of emission sources, to really help the operators, because we find that if the operators embrace ESG movement and we can come in and support that movement, then it does better both for the community, for the operator, and of course for us.
How can people get in touch with you guys if they you got a website, you LinkedIn,
yes, sir.
Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.
I try to cover
TikTok,
a lot of them.
What else do we got here? Anyway,
Snapchat,
there we go. Snapfish, yeah. and the book face. All right.
I'm trying to keep up with it. That shows my age, trying to keep up with all those things. But yeah, best way, LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Matt Young on LinkedIn. Of course, go to the website. Website has a ton of good content, engineering work, training. We try to record a lot of training videos. Our website's flowcosolutions.com. A ton of information out there. Anybody new to the industry or maybe switching positions that wants to learn, I recommend they go to our website, find all kinds of video content, things like that.
Excellent. Well, sir, thank you very much.
Yep.
Matt Young, Flowco Production Solutions. That's going to do it for this interview here. My name is Jason Spies with The Crude Life. This is the Permian Basin International Oil Show podcast party brought to you by the Wireline Group.